Call with your questions about water treatment right now. We've got the experts from All About Water in studio ready to take your questions.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
I mean, it's just amazing how much stuff you have to know about purifying water. Just the conversation you and I had yesterday about iron. That's complicated. I didn't know there were three different kinds of iron.
Absolutely.
And you have to, and then they all filter out in a different mechanism, a different way.
That is true.
So complicated, complicated, complicated. Listen, one of the things that aren't complicated is you see a lot of these inventions for water treatment talk about treating soft water salt-free. Can we talk about salt-free systems for a minute? Because, boy, that has really confounded and confused a lot of consumers.
Pretty easy. I mean, we can, anything we do to treat water changes the condition of that water. So we can put a label of water treatment on anything we want to and say that we've treated or conditioned the water and changed something in the water and we've treated the water. Most of the things you hear say, treat your water without salt. Mm-hmm. Well, they're very careful not to say soften your water without salt, because softening is a very simple process. When it says no salt, either two things are happening. We're talking about a product that truly softens the water and removes the calcium, but uses potassium to do that rather than salt. They're both salts. One's they're salt chlorides, but they both do the same process. It's kind of a tricky way to advertise to say, we'll treat your water without salt. Well, you automatically assume when I say that you'll have soft water.
That's the assumption they want the homeowner to have.
Yes, it's kind of sleight of thought process.
I call it misleading.
It is misleading.
I call it very misleading. And and we're going to go out on this topic with this one last comment and thought. If you're shopping water treatment equipment and it doesn't have the Water Quality Association certification, stay away from it. There's one simple way to protect yourself from being taken advantage of some of these modern inventions. Hey, we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Manny calling from Tucson, and it's a plumbing question, but Bob, I bet you can help him. But Manny calling from Tucson, welcome to Rosie on the House. Appreciate you calling. Let's see if we can help move your little project along a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What I have is a used disposal, about a year old, and I went to replace it on my thing. Well, the locking ring that came off my old one, I put it on this one, will not hold the disposal up. The opening on the disposal is small. The circumference or diameter is smaller than the locking ring. I was just wondering, is there an adapter I could put in between that locking ring, or is the disposal just too old?
How old is the one you're taking out, Manny? In your experience, Bob, are most of those collars for the garbage disposal all pretty universal, or are they all distinct per manufacturer?
They are a little bit different, but you usually get a new collar with your garbage disposal.
That makes it all work.
Right.
Okay, I didn't get a new one. Like I say, it's a used one. Is there any way I could get a collar somewhere?
That'd be a needle in a haystack.
I will tell you this, Manny. The only place I know to send you in Tucson is San Plumbing Supply, S-A-N. I think they've got two or three locations there. They're plumbing wholesale parts to plumbing professionals. If anybody can find that for you, it would be the guys at Manny. Romy, what do you got for us today in the way of the digital newsroom? What are you seeing over there in the internet and the emails and all that other stuff?
Well, you can always tell when it's a hot topic when our weekly newsletter goes out Thursday, and we immediately start getting flooded with questions about what's coming up on Saturday. So we're going to kind of just turn it over to Bob here. Nancy writes in and says, I'm sure you've never been asked this question before. One at a time, so I'm really going to put you on the spot. Can she water her indoor plants with softened water?
Some.
Okay.
One thing about softened water does have a little bit more sodium than other water. So salt isn't friendly to all plants. However, when we water outside, because we have so much natural sodium in the water in Arizona, most of our plants are used to a little bit of sodium. So adding a little bit more from soft water doesn't usually affect them too much. However, indoor plants can be much less tolerable to that because they haven't seen that sodium. Of course, if you're giving it with tap water, it's really the same, I guess. But I know that some plants that are more delicate do not do well with sodium in the water.
So I would suggest just monitor carefully while she's doing it. If it starts to look like it may be not taking it so well, just switch it up.
Yeah.
All right. Glenn's in Tucson, and he's just gone into escrow with a 96 Hallmark, which is a modular home. But he has lived with soft water for so long, he doesn't want to live without it. Looking around it, and from the last homeowner and the inspector, I said there's no place to put one. But this is a home he wants. He's in escrow, and he wants a soft water. How are we going to get that in the home form without being a, you know,
well, water
a fixture in the kitchen, basically?
Well, water softeners do well outside. They don't. There's no real problem with putting a water softener outside other than our bright sun. The sun directly on the components to a water softener has long-term effects. Things break down and so forth. So as long as you install it outside, put something to shade around it, and if your plumbing is exposed, maybe some insulation on the plumbing. It's never going to get too cold here in Arizona, but at the same time, the sunlight is the only thing that really has an effect on things outdoors.
He is here in the valley, right?
Tucson.
Yeah, okay, all right.
A little cooler in Tucson.
A little cooler, yeah.
Still pretty direct sunlight anywhere. So get
definitely
some,
want some
some
shade.
Kind of shade on top of it, and we'll find a way, the best way to set it outside. Keith writes in and says he had an all-about water system 2 years ago and loves it. But he's also read our article on our website about water heater maintenance and replacing the anode rod. His question is that still maintenance he needs to do to his water heater if he has a water softener?
Well, the good thing about having a water softener with a water heater is we don't get the ugly calcium buildup. And whether it be electric or gas, the calcium is going to build up on the elements or build up at the bottom of the water heater. The anode rod itself, there is truth to that soft water is a better conductor of electricity than hard water. So the hard water actually slows the process of an anode rod decaying and doing its job and collecting, you know, keeping the water heater itself from wearing out quicker. However, they do make special anode rods for water softeners, which are made out of aluminum, but they're much, the water doesn't attack the rod as fast. So anytime that we change out the anode rod, when we know we have soft water, it's best to go with a different type of rod.
And the soft water will eat the typical anode rod a little bit quicker.
Much faster, yeah.
Whereas a hard water system will eat an anode rod. I think they want you to replace it every 2 to 3 years.
Correct.
Is that about right?
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
And under a soft water system, maybe you might want to take a look at that annually.
Maybe. I mean, it's not going to probably do it that much faster, but it will eat away at it much quicker. But we've found that when we put the aluminum rods in, it's much slower with soft water.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Changing subject here a little bit in the digital newsroom. How many of you or of Arizona residents have been in James' situation here? He's in Peoria, and he's done. This summer has just done it to him. He's moving to Prescott, and he needs to know who to contact up there to help lot location and general contracting and plan development. Well, James, I will be happy to tell you, if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, he has been a user of the website for a long, long time. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to open your web browser and delete your, your cookies, your history, your memory. Now, it'll be a little aggravating because when you go back to your websites that have your password saved, you'll need to re-enter them. But here's what will happen when you come to Rosie on the House. It'll ask you to select your region again. It's been so long, you probably don't remember when you did that a couple years ago. You can then change your region to Northern Arizona. Now, every time you go back and you click Referral Network or FAQs, that information will be tailored to you for the Northern Arizona. And we've got a host of great contractors from Prescott to Sedona and now Flagstaff that have all been filtered through the Rosie on the House screening process. And Prescott being our oldest Northern Arizona market for sponsors. We have some great people there, like renovations. And he's got a lot of his subcontractors are all there. They're tradesmen on our website. So there, those resources are there for you. You just need to trick your computer out. We are working on making that functionality switch so you can easily change it. But do that little trick, and you'll find a great resource there for you. Finally, Nancy in Tucson says she can't get up and down anymore, and wants to know if somebody, if we know anyone that can come garden for her, because she can't do it anymore. You know what, Nancy? I'm going to turn you on to something great. Flower Street Urban Gardens. They are vertical rolling gardens. It's something that the Billingsley family actually invented for his father because he had such a hard time getting down on the garden. It's a vertical garden. You can move it all around, and it's if you really to visualize it, picture a cart, like a bread cart, but on each side is a different row of garden. It can come in 3 tiers, 4 tiers, 5 tiers, depending on how high you can reach. Each tier has about this requires the same soil that we'd get in one bag of good garden soil. So you can get it, put your garden soils in it. You can do vegetables, you can do your herbs, you can do flowers, you can do something on each different tier. Before you start trying to hire somebody to come do the garden for you, we're going to send you a link to Flower Street Urban Garden. Check it out. I think you'll be surprisingly impressed with what you find there.
There you go. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we've got calls from Tucson, Peoria, and Mesa, all wanting to know about water treatment and water softeners right when we get back. Stay tuned, y'all.